I recently sent out a request on Instagram, Facebook, and my email list to gain perspective from child-free men. Today is part one, where I share some responses from my survey, and part two airs later this week. That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
Welcome to part one of Child-Free Men responses to my ongoing survey. The survey is located in the episode notes of every episode of Not a Mama Life podcast, as well as if you send me a direct message over on Instagram at Not a Mama, I will be more than happy to send you the link for you to participate and complete the one question survey. I'm not going to share the question, but I will share some responses. First one is 42-year-old child-free man. In my experience, child-free men get nothing like the pushback that child-free women do, not to the same degree or nature. Society doesn't see children as our biological burden or gender role or our purpose. The default assumption is that guys really don't care about having kids, but have them just because. Other guys probably project that feeling onto me, see that I ended up with a woman who just happened to not want children, or maybe think I've dodged a bullet. I'm sure some people think I'm odd and unrelatable because I don't have children at the age of 42. But to them, it's probably just one aspect of what they see as an unconventional life. Okay. I love that response for so many reasons. First of all, I don't mind having an unconventional life, so bravo for that. But I also find that men also have that projection placed upon them by friends. So I truly feel that friends above society maybe give us pushback and that little struggle. I don't know, let me know. But I definitely think for the most part, it sounds like friends have difficult times accepting our child-free choices, as does family. And then the other thing that I like also is that the dodging of a bullet. Like, child-free can't be a choice. It's a bullet that you dodged. So that's kind of a little off-putting, but I pretty much think it's spot on. The next response is, a child-free man, I do not have an age, but a child-free man, and he says, I think the most important thing to me, being a child-free man, for others to know, is that I am not a boy who doesn't want to grow up or a man who doesn't want to settle. I'm an adult who made a very serious and important decision to be child-free. I still want to settle down and find a partner for long-term commitment with my child-free values. I'm incredibly dedicated to my career and have an infinite number of passions for what I want to do. Last but not least, I have a large, considerate amount of responsibility that I manage every month. Fatherhood does not make you a man. Being a man makes you a man. I love that one too. So this one, I believe I know who this is. So this is a single child-free man, and you can tell by the context of that answer. And absolutely, so being child-free does not equal immaturity. So those are two responses. I'm going to keep this series going, but those are two responses I wanted to share with you. And again, if you are a child-free man listening to this episode, or you know one, and you want to share that survey with them, head on over to the episode notes or again over on Instagram, and I can get you that link.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.